Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode of Ghost Town may contain disturbing or graphic descriptions which may not be suitable for all audiences. Please use discretion while listening. Possessed to Kill. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The 1973 film The Exorcist shocked audiences worldwide. The film about a possessed girl and a battle between good and evil made its mark in the world of film. One member of the cast would make his own terrifying mark in the real world. This is The Exorcist Murders. Paul Bateson worked as a neurological radiological technician at NYU Medical Center, where he was highly regarded by his colleagues for his expertise. In 1972, film director William Friedkin visited NYUMC while preparing to film The Exorcist. Friedkin, aiming for authenticity, wanted to observe medical procedures. Dr. Barton Lane, also part of the staff, invited Friedkin to observe a cerebral angiogram, which is an X-ray to see blood vessels in the brain, which inspired the scene with the angiogram, where Reagan undergoes a procedure after being possessed.
Yes, yes, yes.
When Friedkin returned to film the scene, Paul Bateson played a significant role, calming Reagan, preparing her for the procedure, showcasing his skills and professionalism. 4 years later, Bateson would be the star of a real-life horror. Paul Bateson, a gay man living in Borough Park, Brooklyn, commuted to Manhattan for work and liked to explore the S&M and leather subcultures of Greenwich Village. However, he struggled with alcoholism, consuming at least a quart of vodka daily, which led to frequent job changes. Also, probably very tough to be a gay person anywhere.
Yeah. In 1970s America.
New York at that time also, a lot of economic crisis, a lot of just strife
dangerous.
With police, a lot of crime. You talk about the Welcome to Fear City pamphlets that were going around. That's another episode. It's another interesting thing. So it's tough to be a person in America. It's tough to be a person in New York City. It's very tough to be a gay person in New York City.
Absolutely.
After working on The Exorcist in 1973, Bateson was dismissed from his hospital job and took odd jobs such as cashiering at a porn theater and cleaning apartments. In September 1977, 4 years after his work on The Exorcist, Addison Verrill, a former Variety reporter and a member of the gay community, was found beaten and stabbed to death in his Greenwich Village apartment.
Wow. Wow.
The connection after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
On September 14th, 1977, Addison Verrill, a film reporter for Variety, was discovered dead in his apartment. He'd been brutally beaten and stabbed, yet there were no signs of forced entry. Verrill frequented gay clubs in Greenwich Village, and witnesses reported seeing him at a leather bar at 6 a.m. on the day of his murder. 8 days after Verrill's death, his friend and fellow reporter Arthur Bell received a chilling phone call at his home. Bell was also a gay rights activist and also frequently would call out the city as, like, nobody's taking crime against homosexuals seriously. A lot of crime wasn't probably getting the seriousness that it deserved. But this is
specifically.
This specifically.
Yeah.
And Bell, who recently wrote about a string of murders for the Village Voice, was concerned his friend might be the latest victim. The caller claimed to be Verrill's killer and sought to correct the details in Bell's article. It's that classic thing. What you've written about me is incorrect. Let me correct you.
Yeah, that's a very, like, narcissistic kind of – that's something – that's a pattern that I found working in true crime that you kind of come across, and people want to get it right, and people – you know, it's a narcissistic move.
You think there's a little – like, where the guilt is, like, is too much, and you're almost looking to get caught a little bit?
Again, I'm not a sociologist or a psychiatrist, so I am only – talking about the research that I've done, but I feel like the people that I've talked to who are qualified to speak on it say that it's more of like an ego thing. It's more of like I'm in the know and thinking that you're smarter than other people. So like,
and you're talking about me, and I'm maybe in some reason like I'm the star. I'm the star of whatever this is.
I want to insert myself into this thing because I know more information than you do, and I'm flirting with this idea because I don't think highly of you that you are going to find me. So I want to get that high off of, like, this cat and mouse kind of interaction.
He complimented Bell's work but denied being a psychopath, which Bell referred to.
And also a compliment, like, I'll give you this, but you're right on this, but you're wrong. A lot of, like, I've seen a lot of notes and a lot of, like, interactions with killers and the media and even law enforcement being like, you got this, congratulations. Like, they're, like, you're a parent figure where it's like, or a teacher.
And you find that in a lot of films, obviously.
Yeah.
For that reason, because it's so... it's so real.
Yeah.
The caller recounted meeting Verrill at another Village bar where they drank and took drugs until 3 a.m. before heading to another bar. They eventually ended up at Verrill's apartment where they had sex. The caller described feeling rejected when he realized Verrill was only interested in sex and nothing more. Wasn't interested in a relationship or any deeper connection than, hey, listen, this is a one-night stand or this is just two people having fun. The caller confessed to a sudden urge for money, a deep hatred for rejection, leading him to bludgeon Verrill with a skillet and stabbed him with a kitchen knife. After the murder, he stole Verrill's passport, $57 in cash, credit cards, and clothes, using the money to buy more alcohol and drink heavily throughout the day. After this disturbing call, Bell contacted the police, providing them with details that had not been made public. Later that night, Bell received another call from someone claiming to be Mitch, who revealed the killer's name as Paul Bateson. Mitch and Bateson had met at St. Vincent's Hospital during detox for alcoholism months earlier, and Bateson had previously confessed to Mitch about killing Verrill.
Wow, wow.
Bateson was arrested and charged with second-degree murder of Addison Verrill. Now, there's a unsolved string of murders that happened around that time called the Bag Murders. And Bateson is the one they think is behind it. The Bag Murders were a string of the killings of gay men in New York City between 1975 and 1977, so right in that time, involving the death of six men. The moniker stemmed from the gruesome method used. Each victim was dismembered with their remains placed in garbage bags before being dumped into the Hudson River. He allegedly bragged about them but denied his involvement and was never charged. All of this was the inspiration for the 1980 William Friedkin movie Cruising with Al Pacino. About the underground gay subculture and murder. So pretty much this story. Bateson spent 24 years and 3 months in prison, becoming eligible for parole in 1997. He was released in 2003 and completed his parole in 2008. After that, Paul Bateson vanished from the public eye. It's likely he passed away on September 15th, 2012, as a Paul F. Bateson, born on August 24th, 1940, died that day. It's got to be the same
one.
I believe in Pennsylvania.
I want to see like something like trite, just like art and life and like art imitating life and like things being reflective of different people and points of time and history. Friedkin kind of like weaving himself into these really horrific crimes is, I wonder, if he thinks about that. Is it something where it's like you're trying to express
and trying to like process them yourself as an artist, these lines are very blurred.
If you employed somebody that ended up being somebody who might be part of these, I mean, it's serial killer level mm-hmm. murders, you might feel like, I'm not owed it, but I feel like I have a kind of right to mm-hmm. tell a story
yeah.
about that.
Maybe, maybe. But damn, I'm so surprised that we haven't heard about this. But I've never heard about this, too. We do a lot of kind of, you know, offshoots of culture and true crime offshoots of different cultural events and movies and things like that. This is so, I mean, it's terrifying, but it's also really like fascinating thing to think about.
It's interesting, you watch The Exorcist and it's like, this is the scariest movie, but there's somebody on the screen that you don't remember. You don't mm-mm. track that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on very, who knows, when he was working, like what yeah. was going on maybe in his mind
yeah.
that it would lead to something horrific in real life.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.